show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I am Sanket Upadhyay. The Congress party has alleged that Twitter is censoring conversation at the behest of the government, that is the Bharatiya Janata Party government, Narendra Modi's government. Rahul Gandhi says that Twitter is beholden to the government, and this is the reason why his account has been suspended. Now, on the face of it, it'll appear as a case of an account suspension over a law which has been broken. But the Congress party insists that the design runs much deep. In fact, the Congress says that this is exactly what they were warning against. When the initial fight between Twitter and government was happening, they had alleged that the government wants to pressurize Twitter and eventually arm twist them so that they follow, in the name of following the law of the land, they continue to listen to the government. In fact, become mouthpieces or puppets of the government. That was the allegation then. Today, as Twitter takes action against Rahul Gandhi's account, the Congress is reiterating that charge. That look, we warned you, we told you that this is what the government is planning to do. The government on its part says that first you break the law, you tweet out a picture revealing the identity of a rape victim, which is illegal. And then when action follows, you cry foul. This war of words is continuing, but there are two crucial aspects of this debate. Aspect number one is political, which we are going to address. And aspect number two is legal. That on what grounds can Twitter now take action? And should the action be as drastic as shutting down an account? What will that mean as far as free speech is concerned? Today there is a proper rationale being given, but it is being argued that it is not proper. Tomorrow it could be anything. So should this also be put through a debate, a thorough debate, whether big tech is censoring conversation at the behest of the government? I would like to introduce our guests this evening, the first set of guests. Lalita Kumaramangalam is the director of the India Foundation, member of the BJP and also former NCW chairperson. Thank you very much, Lalita ji. Tehsin Poonawala is a political analyst, views lean towards the Congress. PKD Nambiar, political analyst, views lean towards the BJP. And Supriya Sinha, national spokesperson of the Congress party. Thank you very much to all of you all. We'll begin with our first round, which is called the first punch. 1 minute of time to each one of you to present your views. We'll begin with you, Lalita ji. Your 1 minute begins now.
Yeah, good evening. This whole controversy that seems to have erupted today is both very childish and hypocritical on the part of Rahul Gandhi. Twitter, if anything, is not very pro-BJP. In this case, it is not even a political issue on the basis of which they have shut down his account temporarily. Now, Rahul did break the law. You are not allowed under Indian law, regardless of who you may be, to reveal the name of a victim of rape. This was a little child who was heinously raped and killed. It's doubly horrifying that he has picked this sort of defense for himself. Now, it's obvious that the sense of entitlement that Rahul and his supporters feel seems to demean the right of this poor little child from a very impoverished and marginalized family as compared to the great Gandhi family. The NCPCR was the people who had given the complaint to Twitter on the basis of which, let me reiterate this, on the basis of which Twitter had actually told Rahul Gandhi to take down that picture. Not the whole tweet, but certainly the picture which revealed the identity of this child and her family. He didn't. So now to cry foul is both discriminatory and both morally.
Okay.
And he's just making politics of something when he's made a mistake.
Supriya,
he doesn't want to admit it.
Fine. That was your opening comment. Supriya Sinha, how would you respond?
I will make my opening comment and I will give a point-by-point rebuttal to the BJP spokesperson in just a while. But I want to first make an opening comment. This is not just about locking of accounts of India's principal opposition. Our official handle of the Indian National Congress is under lock. Rahul Gandhi's account is under lock. Several leaders' accounts are under lock. Various of our volunteers are under lock. It's not about that. It is about a heinous crime that happened to a 9-year-old girl whose only fault perhaps was that she was born poor, she was born Dalit. The Prime Minister, the Home Minister, not one minister has said a word against a crime which is being called Nirbhaya 2 in the heart of national capital, 20 kilometers away from where the prime minister lives. That's issue number one. Twitter's own policy has not been violated. Twitter's policy categorically states if you are tweeting information that's otherwise publicly available, it is not violation. This information was publicly available on the 2nd and the 3rd of August by the National Commission for Scheduled Castes. It also says why you're tweeting, the intent, if it is not to harm, it is not a violation. I don't think we were harming. We were standing in justice for this family. It is not a violation again.
Okay.
There is consent from parents. It is again not a violation. Just to put the record straight. I will give a point by point.
Okay. I'm going to come back to you. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Tehsin Poonawalla.
The crime out here was on a 9-year-old Dalit girl. This girl was allegedly gang raped. The Delhi police participated in the crime of this girl being cremated without permission, and Rahul Gandhi out there was the savior. So I agree with the Congress spokesperson that in any law, it is allow. If you zoom to the screen, this is NDTV's own website, picture of the Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi with the parents of Nirbhaya. Now, obviously, this was released by the Prime Minister's office, as said here, and the intent of this picture is positive. So is NDTV in crime? Ultimately, these laws came out with an intention to protect the victim. In this case, tough questions are not being asked of the Honorable Home Minister under whom the Delhi police came, why his police and his stable's police commissioner were complicit in this crime. Crime being asked by the leader of the opposition on a technicality. And that, to me, is the biggest challenge facing today, that the opposition is being muzzled, whether it's on social media under government pressure or in the larger media space, which is called go media.
Okay. PKD Nambiar, your opening comment.
It gives me a surprise today that over the last 1.5-2 years, we have been talking about the Twitter and the Twitter controversy as if we are all part of a larger marketing exercise of a multinational company. I feel sad and happy at the same time that this is something which we, many people like me, have been talking about in the national media over the last 1.5 years, that it is not about, we are all being a part of a larger part of marketing exercise of a company. But today, Rahul Gandhi and his gang has become a part of, and realizing it in one day, that one after another, today it's a multinational company is teaching us the freedom of speech. It is not about just, I am not a great fan of what Rahul Gandhi's account is being blocked and some section of the people are celebrating. That may not be the right thing to do today. We as a country should stand together that the freedom of speech should not be taught by a multinational company. And that is finally a self-realization today Rahul Gandhi has got. So that way, it is a great day. The second part of it, that politicizing a rape victim's act or a rape victim's photo placing is a childish act, and of simply politicizing a victim's pain into the public domain just to demean a government or the authorities. Nothing else, nothing more. The only thing
sure.
which
Supriya,
what Rahul
Supriya,
Gandhi
let me come
out
back
of it
to you.
Is
so
not
this
somebody.
Allegation, Supriya, both Mr. Nambiar as well as Lalitha Kumaramangalam feel that this was nothing but politics. You're using an issue which was a violation by law since you were on the wrong side of the law. Now you're converting it into a virtuous argument. And that is what the real problem is. How would you respond to both these allegations?
That's as farthest from the truth as is possible, but I don't expect any better from the BJP. And I will tell you why. This girl was raped and then forcibly cremated, much against the wallows of her mother. For 15 hours, the Delhi police made the family sit in a police station and did not register an FIR. It was only after people like Rahul Gandhi went there did this issue come to light. 13 days since that heinous crime. Yesterday, another 6-year-old has been raped in Delhi. 2 minor girls raped and murdered in Sonipat. All of them Dalits. What is common to them? They are poor, they are Dalits, they are girls. Is that a crime in this country? And if you go and stand with parents who are asking for justice sitting on the road, their entire community is sitting there. Isn't that a bigger issue? Shouldn't we be more bothered about what has happened to this girl, the way the police has acted? Not one word from the Prime Minister or the Home Minister or one minister.
No, Supriya, you made that point. My question here is on this. I'll come to you, Lalita ji, one moment. Supriya, my question to you is, at what point does the Congress feel that Twitter's action has been dictated by the government? And why do you come to this conclusion? And how do you come to this conclusion? That's what I
will tell you why. I will tell you why. That's a good question you ask. Rahul Gandhi ji went there and tweeted these pictures on the 4th of August with an aim to get justice for this family on the 4th of August. On the 2nd and 3rd of August, the National Commission for Scheduled Caste went there, posted various pictures of the family, Anju Bala, their leader, Vijay Sampla, their leader, Arun Haldar, their leader. They all posted pictures. No action was taken by Twitter till on the 8th of August, we did a press conference and I did it myself and we raised this issue. The action was taken against Rahul Gandhi's account.
So you're saying that this action must be equally applicable
and
to
also,
all and not just Rahul Gandhi.
Also, Sanket, I say that because this is violation of Twitter's own publicly stated policy. Twitter's policy categorically states, available for everybody to read at the health center, if this information or any kind that is being tweeted is available in the public domain, it is not a violation. Rahul Gandhi's tweet is of 4th August. This was publicly available since the 2nd and the 3rd, thanks to the BJP leaders. That was a violation. We want. It also says if after a crime or a violent act, the idea is to help, then it is not a violation. We were trying to help. With what authority has Twitter gone and done this? Because this has happened at the behest of the ruling government, which wants to block every
Lalita
Kumaramangalam,
how do you respond?
Right.
So the Congress has said that they see merit in an argument that this is at the behest of the government. Twitter is obliging to what the government wants.
I heard exactly what she said. Let me ask Ms. Srinathi a couple of questions. In that famous press conference where she quoted, she called out the SCST Commission, and I agree with her calling them out. Did she also admit that Rahul's tweet was also in offense of the law? If she claims that Rahul was trying to help the parents, so will the SCST Commission. Now, who was trying to help, who was not, I don't know, and I'm not passing judgment on that. This is what I'm calling out, the double standards and the hypocrisy of the Congress. Now, you do not justify a mistake by saying somebody else made that same mistake. That is not how the law works. And freedom of speech cannot be absolute. Freedom of speech must be subservient to the law of the nation.
No, but then, Ms. Kumaramangalam, the point which is being made that there were other leaders also and other people also who did the same thing. Why did the law not be applied equally?
Can't you ask Twitter why they didn't take it down? But
because the government dictated them. Why else?
Ms. Srinathi, have the decency not to interrupt. I didn't interrupt you. Please let me finish, after which you can't show. Sanket will give you a chance to rebut. Now, if she wants to ask Twitter questions, that's fine. That's fine. But to make the accusation that Twitter has done it at the behest of the BJP is ridiculously childish and hypocritical. Let me remind everybody on this panel and you, Sanket, that a few months ago, in fact, a few weeks ago, the Congress was all in praise of Twitter, applauding them for blocking the IT minister's account for a mistake they claim he had made, which I'm sure under their rules they have every right to do. When the account of the Karnataka BJP, that is the Karnataka government, was blocked, the Congress said, oh, this is democracy, etc., etc. Now, because it's the deified, glorious Gandhi family, it becomes freedom of speech being attacked. It becomes Twitter being an international agency telling us what to say, what not to say.
I agree that no agency,
international or otherwise, has the right to tell Indians what
Sanket,
to say, what not
I
to say.
I have a right to respond.
But when you break the law,
absolutely. I'll come to you, Supriya.
You break the law.
Okay, Tehsin, before I come to Supriya, Tehsin. See, the point is now, since Rahul Gandhi, this has happened to Rahul Gandhi's account, that is why the Congress has taken this position. That's the charge
you're comparing acts to the Prime Minister's favorite mangoes, and we are not interested in knowing how he eats his mangoes. So let's compare apples to apples. In case of the Honorable IT Minister's Twitter account being blocked, neither did Supriya, the Congress spokesperson, neither did anyone else complain against her or any agency complain against the IT Minister. This was Twitter acting on its own. In this particular case, Twitter was, of course, saying there was a complaint by government agencies. The same government agencies that were tweeting the same pictures as the Congress spokesperson put it. So that is why hypocrisy. Number two, the Congress spokesperson is correct. Mr. Gandhi was out there to support a family that lost a nine-year-old daughter. My friends Yogita, my other friends were there, and we got no media attention. We had the Amit Shah police bullying us until Mr. Gandhi stepped in there, decided to help somebody who deserved to get help. Unlike Mr. Arun Jaitley, who, again, I think reporting to NDTV, said, small investment, billion dollars in I'm quoting from NDTV. Now, who is the one who's sensitive and who is the one who deserves to be condemned? We cannot look at two separate incidents and justify them. The fact of the matter was, why was Mr. Gandhi there? He was there to help somebody. Did Mr. Gandhi violate a law? No, because Twitter says we can only act if there's a court order. There exists no such court order. It is acting on a government pressure, which did not happen in case of Mr. Ravi Shankar Prasad or any other agency. So here they are exposed, and they're coming out rather now, than speaking about the victim.
Supriya, let me read out the legal position as far as, the law in this country as far as putting out pictures is concerned. So Section 23 of the POXO Act says no reports in any media shall reveal the identity of the child, including his name, address, photograph, family details, school, neighborhood, or any other particulars which may lead to the disclosure of the identity of the child. And Section 74 of the Juvenile Justice Act says no report in any newspaper, magazine, news sheet, or audio-visual media or forms of communication regarding any inquiry or investigation shall disclose the name, address, or school, or any other particular which may lead to the identification of the child in conflict with law, or a child in need of care and protection, or a child victim.
Yes.
So that's the legal position. I just wanted to Sanket, read this out before you respond.
Yeah. Sanket, I have read that. I understand that. I even remember when this was framed. I want to put it on record.
Why Rahul Gandhi is not
please keep quiet.
It's all
please
over
keep there. Quiet. No. What is wrong with this man? Why is he speaking in between? I did not speak in between.
Mr. Nambiar, I'll come to you one moment.
Don't get so excited. You will get your turn to speak. Don't get so excited.
No, I mean, I think you please behave a little
quiet.
Better.
Achha, just keep quiet.
You behave a little better, ma'am.
One by one, please. One by one.
You represent the National Party. Behave a little better.
Sanket, I just want to put it on record here that the law also goes on to say that the consent of the parents is crucial if you are going to make any information public. And the parents have consented. They spoke to media with consent. They spoke to the leaders of opposition with consent. They spoke to various other political figures with consent. They were sitting on the road seeking justice because justice was not coming their way. Actually, still hasn't. No compensation has been asked. No, the guilty are still, only behind bars. Nothing more has happened.
I mean, you have the option to legal recourse. How about legal recourse?
No, wait.
Take this argument to the court.
In this country, if you are a Dalit girl, if you are poor and you are raped, are you telling me that the political class is going to sit quiet and do nothing about it? We are not even going to join the voices of protest and ask for justice. Mr. Modi was...
No, I think the point being made is the circulation of the photograph.
No, wait for
not
a second.
Not the fact that you went there in support.
Please wait for a second. Sanket, please wait for a second. I want to finish my point.
Yeah, one moment.
Mr. Modi was not also... posing with Nirbhaya's parents. He also said, remember Nirbhaya's face when you go out there to vote. That's how low he stooped as far as politics over rape is concerned. So I don't need lessons of, humanity from the BJP. They are the last persons who should be talking about it. I will go back and ask the moot question on the core issue. Why has a single BJP person not regretted, not mentioned the Dalit girl, not talked about the woebegone family? I want to know, why is the Prime Minister quiet, even as the world calls it Nirbhaya 2? How can he not talk? The BJP women ministers were out in Dilli Haat shopping for Handloom Day, but they could not go to 20 kilometers where this distraught family was.
Okay, PKD Nambiar, let me now come to you. Mr. Nambiar, see, the point is, if there is a violation of the law, do you think that the punishment that was...
First.
Yeah, if there was a violation of the law, as far as Rahul Gandhi is concerned,
don't laugh, madam.
Do you
this
think that the punishment
and her losing
I
her life?
I wasn't laughing. I'm sorry if your ears are not
Don't laugh. Don't laugh, madam. This
is not one moment, please. Mr. Nambiar.
Please stop being so childish on national television.
Mr. Nambiar, you tell me.
That is this, is this punishment?
Talk about that.
So I want to tell you, I think the larger question what Congress is facing
I'll tell you why
is
I'm
not
asking this question.
Issue very much that. One by one, please. There is no other issue at hand. The issue at hand is the brutal rape of
the lady from
the
Congress to behave herself. We are on national television.
Okay, my question is to Mr. Nambiar.
I think it's my time to say.
I'm asking a question to Mr. Nambiar now. Mr. Nambiar, a question to Mr. Nambiar. Thank you very much, everyone. Mr. Nambiar, see, the point is, he was allegedly in violation of a law. Action had to be taken against him for that violation. I can understand that point, right? But do you think that the action that was taken was commensurate to the crime committed or the action that was committed?
India's principle opposition being blocked out is interference in our democratic process.
Do you think it was in excess?
Our entire
and that's what the problem is.
Gone for a toss.
I'll tell you why I'm asking you this question, Mr. Nambiar, because the co-founder of coup. One more, Mr. Nambiar, the co-founder of Ku, which is the Desi version of Twitter, he was there on our show and he said that, you know, you can remove that particular content, but to block the account in its entirety may not be a right thing to do.
And not just one
account.
Sir,
look, this was an action in excess.
Nambiar, this is a question for Mr. Nambiar. The Congress, which is already does not exist. So I think let's behave.
Mr. Nambiar, please answer the question.
Sanket, my opinion is simple that Twitter removing Rahul Gandhi from their social networking site is absolutely not right. I believe that if they have been talking about the freedom of speech, they have no right to remove anybody's account on their wish. Whenever they feel like. That's my stand, and that has been my stand from the last 2 years. It will remain the same.
Sure.
It is whether it is Rahul Gandhi, it is also applicable to Amit Malviya or anybody. I don't change my stand. Like 3 months back, the congressmen were doing it on the shows.
Sure.
But
then
today,
what the
larger question, Sangha, just give me, be fair to me as well. The larger sure. question is that what if at all Rahul Gandhi was very, very keen to help this victim and their family, what was the need for this gentleman to go and tweet that picture? Why was he not there in Rajasthan? There are a large number of such kinds of crimes happening. This is not the way politics
works. There should never be any politics. People should silently work.
Very sick mindset.
Then this question should be asked from the government also.
Sanket, I wanted
what
to make
this?
My
Then there should be no tweet from the government also. You should silently work.
If Rahul Gandhi and his gang is feeling that the Twitter
is
blacked out, why, as the way the Congress has washed out the monsoon session, let him declare today that the Prime Minister will leave the Twitter. Before Twitter also there was politics happening in this country, and even after Twitter the politics will happen. Why Rahul Gandhi is not declaring boycott Twitter today?
One by one, please.
Let him announce on the channel. Let him today. Supriyaji says we are boycotting Twitter.
I want to come in now, Mr. Nambiar. You have had your say. Mr. Nambiar, you have had your say. The point is, Mr. Nambiar, one moment. One moment. Mr. Nambiar says that his problem is why did Rahul Gandhi tweet the fact that he went to this protest? Well, by that logic, no neta should ever tweet anything that they do. Nobody should tweet. They should silently work.
Let them all go to this, a multinational company. You have a Desi version today. Why all the entire people are not going to the Desi version? Why are they not joining you and propagating the information?
Okay.
Why do you have this?
Lalita Kumaramangalam. One by one, please. One by
one.
Modi ji, one by one. The allegation, Ms. Lalita Kumaramangalam, is that Twitter has not taken this action on its own. And that is why the Congress feels there are larger repercussions.
You were all celebrating when Amit Priya was sworn as a manipulator.
You are
not celebrating. Why?
Please, one moment. It will be very difficult to debate like this. I have to go to other panelists also. Lalita Kumaramangalam, I want to come to you now. The allegation is that this is an action in excess to the crime. And that is why, don't look at it as just, you know, suspension of one account, a random, you know, a neta getting upset that his account has been suspended. The point is that tomorrow any reason can be given to commit an excess in terms of punishment on social media, which the Congress party feels now is among the only few platforms where they can directly disseminate information to the public.
Okay, Sanket, I don't want to get into another slanging match. I don't believe in that sort of discussion. If you could please see that I'm allowed to speak uninterrupted for a couple of minutes. Yeah. Now, first of all, Sanket, the Twitter has claimed that whatever number of accounts of the Congress along with that of the party and Rahul have been suspended or deleted at the moment for the moment are because they had all in support of Rahul tweeted that same picture that NCPCR had complained against. Remember that all laws throughout the world depends on the written word, what we call the paper trail that exists. And in this case, a written complaint was sent to Twitter. Now, my opinion about Twitter trying to interfere in what people want to say, that's a different argument for a different day. I'm only talking about what today's issue is. So Twitter claims that they are totally within their limits in having suspended these accounts, especially because they had asked Rahul Gandhi to remove what was called a violation of the law. Secondly, let me make this very clear. And this is after years of experience of working with women who have been savaged physically across this country under every government that I have seen from the time I was born. That poor illiterate people know nothing about informed consent. They don't even know what informed consent means. Yes, they spoke to the press. That does not mean that anybody, regardless of whoever they may be, has the right to tweet a picture which is against the law. The law is equal for everybody. And that is what we need to understand. And that is what we also need to follow. And as I said, freedom of expression of speech is not absolute under the Indian Constitution. Rahul Gandhi wanted to support that poor child's family. I find that extremely laudable.
My only point is over
my
here.
My argument here is that
we would have had greater justice for the family
second,
of this rape victim.
Yeah, Sanket, yeah.
Had the NCPCR worried about
my
giving justice
today, Sanket,
to the family?
It's ridiculous to say that Twitter has done this at the behest of BJP.
Can I please come in for 30 seconds, Sanket?
Every person who is raped deserves justice, especially this poor child. I mean, every victim of rape deserves justice.
Can I please come in for 30
seconds? No, I mean, it's an unfair question to ask you, but I would really want to ask the NCPCR that while it has been quite proactive in pursuing this case of Rahul Gandhi, how proactively is it working to deliver justice to the family of this rape victim? I think that question is also something
seconds.
Which needs to be asked. Supriya Shinde, last word.
Sanket, I will only say one thing. There are many directions that I can point the NCPCR to begin with Kanpur, where that little girl, I think, is traumatized with what was happening to her father. She also has a right.
Absolutely.
Maybe the NCPCR should stop playing the Twitter politics.
And all those people who shouted those slogans
Absolutely.
Are, by the way, out. They're out on bail.
Absolutely. In Thank one you. Day, they're out on bail and that girl is still traumatized. The NCPCR needs to look in that direction. I also feel, and I will end in 10 seconds, this is absolute violation of our democratic rights, freedom of expression on the platform. And I will put on record, we lauded manipulated media being pointed out by Twitter. But when Ravi Shankar Prasad's account was locked and TV channels did debate. Congress party did not participate in those debates. I want to
except
put it on record.
Except Shashi Tharoor, all the congressmen lauding that. No, they were talking about freedom of speech. I myself was academic in multiple channels, multiple discussions.
Okay, I'm coming here.
The entire Congress gang was appreciated talking about the freedom of speech then. What are you talking about? Whom are you making fool? You go to the Twitter.
I'll have to come in here. I'll have to come in here. The number very much will have to stop this. Otherwise, it will degrade into a meaningless debate. Thank you very much for all of you all. I would also like to introduce at this moment Mr. Jitin Jain, cybersecurity expert. In just a short moment, we'll have Aparameya Radhakrishna, co-founder and CEO of Koo, the Koo, the app, as well as Sanjay Hegde, senior advocate of the Supreme Court for the legal position. And also, well, this is a debatable issue as far as culpability of a politician on how guilty he or she was. But could social media platforms also misuse their power and influence to deboard or deplatform someone from their platform? And what rights do such people have? Do they have these sweeping powers? And how can they be held accountable? Or what needs to be done? So this aspect also we are going to discuss on the show, because today it is Rahul Gandhi, tomorrow it can be anyone. We are not assuming that Rahul Gandhi is innocent or guilty. We'll let the law of the land take the course, and also the legal process from here on, because that's an option the Congress party has and can explore. Jitin Jain, I want to start with you first. What do you make of this? You know, politics aside, I'm not going to ask you political questions, but the larger question on deplatforming people or suspending their accounts. What do you think should be the standard on this?
Look, Sanket, there is no doubt that the tweet Rahul Gandhi put out was in violation of law and it should have been removed. But locking his account permanently, without any, it is not proportional and it is wrong. And if it is done at this scale where you're locking several accounts, I think at some way down the line we have to discuss that, is it curbing of political speech? Is it curbing of protected speech? Because see, speech by political leaders, and it has been a global norm on social media networks that political leaders, even if they speak something wrong, it has already been labeled as a protected speech and they've never been deleted. The first time it happened that a political leader was targeted for illegal speech or manipulated media or something was when Donald Trump was deplatformed. In my personal opinion, I think we should leave politics apart and ask two bigger questions. One, if you look at the statement of Twitter, it does not have any reference of violation of Juvenile Justice Act. It does not have any reference of violation of POSCO Act. It does not have any reference of letter written by a National Commission for Protection of Child Rights. It says that we are doing this because it is against our policy. What is the underlying message? Again, you can do the hell with your law. Our policies are supreme and we will decide the quantum of punishment. Why this is happening? Because if Congress party had stood by the government when Twitter was refusing to act on lawful orders of the government, or if Congress party had supported when Twitter locked down Ravi Shankar Prasad's account or Shashi Tharoor's account for violation of some random US law for a 3-year-old tweet, things would not have come to this. Because when you try and protect a private company, a foreign company, because they're targeting your political opponents, and act as if that so this foreign company is a political ally which will help you raise to power.
Okay.
Then one day the hound will come to bite you. So my fundamental point is that Rahul Gandhi's tweet, I think what he should have done, he should have met them, but he should not have put out that photo. And if he wanted to put out a photo for a political messaging, he should have blurred the picture of parents. If he didn't do it, if he forgot, or if it was a honest mistake, he should have deleted that tweet. Even if he made that mistake and he didn't want to own up to it, Congress party further should not have aggregated the issue by tweeting thousands of pictures by official handles. And even if it has now come, we have to ask one fundamental thing. Is Twitter forcefully locking his account, or have they given him an option to delete that tweet and then they will restore his account, and Rahul Gandhi is refusing to delete that tweet?
Well, this only so this Twitter is, I think or
there
the
is
Congress
a complete
party
lack
can
of clarity
say.
On the part of...
Yes, there is great...
Yes, because in the case of Ravi Shankar Prasad,
no
it was very clear that if he... Yeah, in Ravi Shankar Prasad's case, there was a message. In Tharoor Saab's case also, there was a message that you please delete this tweet, read our policy and your account will be restored. In Rahul Gandhi's case, if the recourse is same that he has to delete that tweet and then they will restore his account, it is fine. It is balanced and proportional. But if it is force locking and or if Rahul Gandhi is refusing to delete this tweet, then I think we have to ask ourselves that what kind of a society
we
are.
Yeah, I think this is very important.
We keep showing dead bodies during natural tragedies on TV channels.
Do we have Supriya on? Maybe we can ask her this question.
We have to develop that culture of...
Okay, as we go back to her in a moment, Aparameya Radhakrishna is the co-founder and CEO of KU. Aparameya, in an earlier broadcast, we asked you this question on how much punishment is too much punishment for the violation of the platform. Suppose if this would have happened on your platform, what would have been the ideal punishment?
Yeah, so at KU, we behave like a social media intermediary. We do not pass judgments. We are a technology platform which is enabling freedom of expression. And that is what we have to be true towards. As soon as, you know, the platform itself starts taking judgment calls, that is when the irritation starts for the users, for everybody else. Because the question is, you know, who are you to take this call, right? So if it were to happen on KU, we would look at the particular piece of content that is in question. Any further action that is requested by an authorized law enforcement agency is going to be followed. Appropriate action will be taken on that piece of content. But taking away the right to freedom of expression overall and blocking an account is something that we will not do at KU. Because if...
But what if an authority asks you to do it? Will you give that clarity to the user that we have been asked by the authorities to, you know, to use, to take your profile down? And thus we are doing this.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, I think adding transparency and consistency into the world of social media is extremely important. That is what is missing. Hmm. Like every time you don't know what's happening and, you know, you don't know the perspective of the social media company. Like we're not even in question and I'm coming and answering this hypothetically, right? But what about Twitter? They've actually taken the action. Why not come and say, okay, this is the policy and this is why we're doing it. And maybe we would give them feedback saying, you know, your global policy may not apply to a country like India and you probably need to change it a bit, right? So I think having healthy discussions, because social media is not a very black and white business. It involves the society. It is a reflection of, you know, every single part of the society.
And given its freewheeling nature, do you feel that sometimes people, not Rahul Gandhi, but generally people or influencers who may not be so well versed with the law may end up making certain mistakes or be caught on the wrong side of the law? And that is why it is important to, you know,
yeah, so it's an ever evolving,
look at the fact that people were ignorant.
Yeah, it's an ever evolving, you know, ecosystem. As in, you know, with 15 years of social media, we're still debating on what is right and wrong. So it shows that, you know, it is not a simple business to run or understand. So I think as part of the social media community, I think I would say that we will forever keep evolving and make sure that the three pillars that will make this evolve, which is the user, which is right in the center, and the governments of each country and the platform itself are always in constant discussion to make this better. It cannot
I think that's
be
a very important point that Aparameya is making, that it would be better, suppose if some action has to be taken, you take the action against a content and not the whole profile. And if for some reason, if a government agency has asked for a profile itself to be taken down, then in a very transparent manner, tell the particular individual that this is the reason why we are doing this. So the rules should not be opaque. They should be transparent. I think that's a very important point that KU is making. Be with us, Aparameya. We also have Mr. Sanjay Hegde. Mr. Hegde, the legal position here, right? I can understand that this is Rahul Gandhi and BJP and this will become political in nature and the Congress will want to fight this out. But from a legal point of view, Do you think that this is an excess which has been committed by a social media platform? Again, exhibiting the same sort of draconian powers that were being spoken about initially, which, by the way, the government was fighting earlier.
Well, here I will not be speaking in a legal voice, because I myself am a petitioner. I myself had my account on Twitter taken down, primarily because display picture was that iconic anti-Nazi photograph where everybody was busy saluting Hitler while one fellow stood like this, refusing to salute. Now, Twitter says that that is a pro-Nazi picture. I refuse. I don't believe that the people at Twitter are that stupid. I do believe that Twitter was deliberately told by the government or its agencies or any of its pro-government IT cells to get my account down. Mr. Radhakrishnan spoke about how rules are very opaque. It's ultimately, Twitter says, show me the man and I'll show you the rule. Show me the government and I'll show you the rule. Twitter seems to have one face in the US and another face in Saudi Arabia or India or anywhere where it is faced with an authoritarian backlash. To my mind, the solution lies in locating the powers of taking down outside the three parties that Mr. Radhakrishnan mentioned. Outside the user, outside the government, and outside the company itself. There would have to be an independent regulator who could take these calls. Facebook had something called Facebook's court, and that reviewed Facebook's decision to take down Mr. Trump's account. And it actually tossed the question right back to Facebook and said that you can't do it permanently. You will have to review it at some stage. Now, in this case, I heard somebody else say that, it's okay, this man has to take down only one tweet. Sir, you don't get what freedom of speech is. Freedom of speech does not require any protection for popular speech. It is when you stick your neck out for unpopular speech and the consequences that follow and how that is to be regulated, that is what makes us a society. Now, when social media deals with the marketplace of ideas, when it deals with the public square, it is actually doing a public function. It must be held accountable to the same standards, constitutional standards, that other public functionaries are. They must be made liable to the courts in their writ jurisdiction. That's something which Twitter currently does not agree. My case is pending in the Delhi High Court, and I dare say that whichever way it goes, it will be a landmark decision.
Correct. Correct. I think that's a significant point. Very quickly, I want to go back to Jitin Jain. Jitin, see, political arguments aside, the point really that is being made over here is transparency. Aparamaya also touched upon it, that the platform must be honest enough to say that we are taking this action because of this violation as pointed out by this agency. Do you think this minimum level of transparency has to be mandated very, very clearly? Otherwise, you will have anyone deciding anything.
Sanket, I agree with you. And I think I agree with both Aparamaya and Sanjay ji that, Twitter's duty ended moment they deleted or restricted that tweet. Going any step beyond that, like locking his account or blocking his account or deplatforming him, is unacceptable. It is an assault on Indian law and free speech in Indian political society and free discourse in a democratic society. You see, even if you want to hang Rahul Gandhi, do it. But it has to be done in accordance to Indian law, by Indian authorities, by Indian law agencies, Indian courts. Twitter cannot be the judge, jury and executioner and decide the punishment for Rahul Gandhi or Ravi Shankar Prasad or, for that sake, Donald Trump. The moment you allow a private company to dictate their own policy, decide on the quantum of punishments, which are at times violative of your own law, you are inviting a monster to rule in your land and you will never be able to get away with it. Congress party did that by rejoicing when Twitter was targeting BJP accounts. Twitter, you know, Congress party was celebrating when Twitter refused to follow government orders during the farmer protests on fake news and bot accounts. If you had supported and stood at one in Indian parliament when they said that, you know, our policies are superior to Indian laws, situation would not have come to this. At least now learn your lesson, and both BJP and Congress and all political parties must bring in a new data regulator or internet regulator and regulate these big tech entities. They cannot run a personal fiefdom.
Correct. I get what you're saying, but you know, then there will be another set of allegations that the big tech regulator is being regulated by the government. It is pro-government. Like most of these institutions that claim autonomy, they're often accused of. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a...
Sanket, you can always accuse the Election Commission. You can accuse every agency.
Absolutely.
You can accuse every agency, every commission, and every party has been in the government in this country.
But that should not be a reason why an agency should not exist.
We have enough institutional... we have enough institutional strength. We do not need a foreign big tech sitting in California to become a parrot shadow institution for yourself with a viceroy.
Or at least specify why a specific action has been taken, and if there is a violation, that is why government asked a grievance officer
to be appointed precisely for this situation.
But then sadly what has happened is that Twitter's India head has been transferred to the US.
If Congress has filed a complaint with the grievance officer of Twitter, I don't know if Congress has filed a complaint.
Okay. Okay, my final question, Mr. Aparamaya, would you give great flexibility and transparency on your platform to someone like Rahul Gandhi? Would you like to invite him on your platform?
Absolutely. We've been very open. Ku is a free app to download. We've been in touch with everybody prominent in India to come. Enjoy the kind of features that we've built. We've enabled for people to actually talk in multiple languages, which is what is going to unite India. So I think what Ku offers is beyond what actually other microblogging platforms offer. And we would love for everybody to be there and express themselves. And we will abide by the law of land, but we will not take away freedom of speech of anybody. That's a promise.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much to the three of you for joining us and giving great perspective and importance to this conversation. You see, let us not just restrict this to one account being suspended of a prominent leader in the opposition. That's not what this story is about. This story, as Jitin mentioned, Apraya mentioned, and even Mr. Hegde mentioned, is much larger. That for whatever the purpose may be, if it is political, that, or any other purpose, you have a system where a social media giant, a big tech giant, can get away with absolute randomness and not explain why a decision has been taken. Can we allow that to happen? Or in the larger interest of this country, the rule of the law and transparency must reign supreme. That's a wrap in this edition of The Big Fight. News continues on the other side. Stay with us.